With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $2,300 off select kitchen packages from top brands like GE Profile. That means you can save on a new GE Profile smart quad door refrigerator that's full of convenient features like a dual dispense autofill pitcher and an ice dispenser with up to 12.5 pounds capacity. Bring convenience to your kitchen with smart, innovative appliances from GE Profile. Right now, save up to $2,300 on select kitchen packages with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1564, The Golden Nugget of Learning, 4 Steps to Getting Over Heartbreak and Learning to Love Again, by Orna and Matthew Walters of CreatingLoveOnPurpose.com. Hello, everybody. My name is Greg Audino, and I'm your host and narrator here on ORD, where we bring you some of the best content around when it comes to relationship building. Great to have you back, or welcome, of course, if you're new here. This time, we're going to be hearing a post from Orna and Matthew Walters. They are a married team of relationship coaches who have a lot of great work on their site. And the one that we'll be featuring today is about how to get over heartbreak and learn to love again. So let's dive right into this post as we optimize your life. The Golden Nugget of Learning, 4 Steps to Getting Over Heartbreak and Learning to Love Again, by Orna and Matthew Walters of CreatingLoveOnPurpose.com. When your heart is broken, it can feel like time is standing still. Every excruciating minute seems like an eternity. Getting over heartbreak can feel like the hardest thing you will ever do. It can feel like your heartbreak will never end, but we guarantee you that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and you will discover how to love more deeply than ever before. When your heart breaks, it breaks open to receive more love. So take time to go through the heartbreak to discover the gold on the other side. Time is your best friend when you're getting over heartbreak. However, there are steps you can take to accelerate your healing. Here is the golden nugget of learning. 4 steps for getting over heartbreak and learning to love again. Step 1. Feel your feelings, all of them. As difficult as it may be, feeling all of your feelings is the key to getting to the other side of heartbreak. There's no shortcut to skirt around your bad feelings. So resist the urge to ignore them and soldier through, numb out, or eat them up with a bowl of ice cream. This is the sucky part that most people try to avoid. It's true, you are a spirit in a physical body, and for some people, heartbreak feels just like physical pain. Grant yourself the time necessary to heal, just as if you have a broken limb. Treat yourself with kindness and compassion through the healing process. Whether you feel sadness, hurt, shame, guilt, anger, or just an overwhelming sense of grief, feeling your feelings will allow them to flow through you. Feelings are not static. They are energetic and temporary. When you allow yourself to feel your feelings, you cause the emotion to crest and flow through you like an ocean wave with an ebb and flow. This allows space to be created for another emotion to enter your body. Allow yourself to feel all of your feelings, no matter what they are. Indulge in feeling badly as best you can. Talk about your feelings to all of your friends, family, and coworkers that will listen. For introverts, this may seem frightening, so please continue listening for our complete process to give yourself a chance to heal and move on quickly. Schedule time to just sit and feel your feelings. Put on sad songs or a sad movie and cry your eyes out. It might feel like it will never end, but the only way out of your current state is to go through it. Step 2. Do not rush to forgiveness. It may seem odd that this step is here as something to not do. However, so many people rush to forgiveness as if it's the express lane to feeling better. When you rush to forgiveness, you ignore the feelings of hurt and anger that come with the end of a relationship. There's nothing wrong with your bad feelings. Feeling them does not make you a bad person. Actually, your emotional experience is part of your human experience. Don't bypass your negative emotions by rushing to forgiveness. You don't receive brownie points by getting over heartbreak faster than anyone else. Allow yourself to think and feel whatever comes up about your ex. Thinking evil thoughts does not make you an evil person. This doesn't mean that you should act on these thoughts. There's nothing wrong with entertaining your thoughts and then letting them go. it is best to cut off any communication with your ex, unless you have children or a business together. Stalking your ex on social media or trying to be friends with them will only keep the wound open and prevent it from healing. Forgiveness can only come into play once you've truly mourned, grieved, and given up the hope that they're coming back. There's no time limit on grief. It may sneak up on you at any time or place. Your healing is not on a linear path, so be okay with the fits and starts, the 2 steps forward, 1 step back. And think of it as dancing with yourself to create a new relationship with the most important person, you. Step 3, kill the hope. Stop fantasizing about a miracle scenario where you wake up from this awful nightmare. Getting over heartbreak requires you to release the hope that they will change. Hope is the first thing that enters a relationship and the last thing to leave. As painful as it may seem, killing the hope that things will be different is one of the most powerful steps that you can take. As long as there's hope, you will settle for crumbs in your life. You'll see any positive interaction with your ex as a signal that maybe, just maybe, the two of you will get back together. Holding on to hope will block love from entering your heart from someone else. There's no space for new love when you're still hoping the old one will return. They are not a unicorn. Believing that they are the only one you will ever love or who will ever love you is a false belief. Love is limitless and has limitless expressions. The lasting love you desire is available to you, but only if you truly let them go. When you're ready, kill the hope that they will ever be your soulmate. This step will open your heart to creating the lasting love you desire with someone new who's better suited for you. Step 4, discover the golden nugget that will set you free. Our dear friend and motivational speaker Les Brown says, quote, "People come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime," end quote. We believe that everything is happening for you, not to you. Events occur to move you toward your highest and best self. So this person who has broken your heart showed up for a reason. You had a relationship with this person in order to grow from the experience so that you can become better to then connect with your beloved. When you're ready to let them go for good, write them a letter of gratitude that you will never send. This letter is for you, not for them. So as tempting as it may be to send it, don't. It may take a few passes to get this letter written, and that's okay. You can start off simply freeform journaling to prime the pump. The exercise of writing this letter is to bring into crystal clear focus the golden nugget of learning. It had to be this specific person to teach you something about yourself or to highlight where you still have room for improvement. When you're done writing the letter, put it aside for a couple of days, then come back to the letter and see if there are any edits you would like to make to it. When you feel it's complete, implement this ritual. Read the letter out loud. Say out loud, "I release this for the highest good of all," then burn the letter. You can burn it in your fireplace, outside in a fire pit, or even in your kitchen sink. As it burns, feel yourself freeing yourself from your old relationship. Imagine that you're moving closer to the highest and best version of you for having been through this experience. Once you've released your ex through this golden nugget exercise, take some time to celebrate your independence and freedom. Dedicate some of the time you would have spent with your ex to do other things for yourself. Maybe sign up for a class at your local community college, learn a new language or a new skill. Do something just for you and splurge. You deserve it. You just listened to the post titled, "The Golden Nugget of Learning, 4 Steps to Getting Over Heartbreak and Learning to Love Again," by Orna and Matthew Walters of CreatingLoveOnPurpose.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. And thanks so much to Orna and Matthew for this one. I really enjoyed this post and the detail and confidence that they brought to it, as they tend to do so well. Their segment about feeling your feelings I felt to be particularly important. Big surprise there. And if there's one that I really want to echo or hope that you take with you today, it would be their note about how feeling evil feelings towards your ex does not make you an evil person. And then how they paired that with another reminder that your thoughts are one thing, but what's more important are your actions. So for those of us who have a history of maybe being forced into certain thinking patterns and then shamed for straying from what we've been told to think and feel, this can be super challenging. But it's also extremely important work when it comes to the ability to express ourselves and to get in touch with who we are as individuals and trust ourselves to have feelings as anyone would, yet not let those feelings completely dictate who we perceive ourselves to be or how we choose to act. So this post was really great in many ways, I thought, not the least of which was, again, that bit about regulating our emotions. So I'm going to leave it here for today, everybody. But thank you so much for joining me, and I hope that you like this episode too. Be sure to share it with someone who you think might be struggling to get over someone. And definitely come on back tomorrow as we start our parenting leg of the week, consisting of Thursday and Friday articles that focus on parenting in particular. I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.